Hey guys, welcome to Marriage or Martinis. I'm Adam, here's Danielle.
Hi.
I'm going to let you describe this episode, and then, of course, as usual, we'll get into my... You'll ask me why I didn't prepare, and I'll tell you why, and that whole thing that we kind of always do.
Maybe you should tell me why we didn't prepare first.
Because I spent the time. I really did. You sent this to me like 4 days ago, which is uncommon. And so I did look at all these different questions you sent me, but I found kind of my answers were the same for all of them, just in different words. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't much to me to, there wasn't so much for me to think about differently from one question to the next.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's just, it's sort of a check-in. Like I wanted to, last weekend I went to the city with my mom and my sister, my sister-in-law, my brother. You came for one night.
I did.
My dad was in Israel. So we were sort of babysitting my mom and
yeah,
right. Wouldn't you kind of say like you're babysitting her?
Yeah. She went home for the day
and she would come home to watch her shows because I get really annoyed when she keeps the TV on at our house. So she would sleep at our house at night with Jonah in his bed, with our youngest in his bed. He was like a pig in shit. He loved it. And then she would go home during the day, watch her shows. Like nobody can, you know, I can't like, if she's home, I can't go in and be like, okay, it's 2 p.m. Like, maybe you want to get up.
Right.
So she goes home and then she comes back during the night. But we went to New York for a few nights and it was really nice. She took us for dinners and we went to see Glennon Doyle's show. Well, it's Glennon Doyle and a lot of other like powerhouse women called, it's the Together We Rise. Like it's that, the live event. And my sister and I got tickets a few months ago. We didn't really know what it was going to be, but we love Glennon Doyle. We love Abby Wambach, Megan Rapinoe.
You're looking at
Rapinoe.
Me,
Rapinoe.
Like, I should correct.
No,
you.
the mega huge soccer star who just.
Oh yes,
Rapinoe.
Yes.
I never say her name right. She was supposed to be there. She actually couldn't come, but we didn't really know what it was going to be. But we were really excited about going to see it because we love Glennon Doyle. Her book, Love Warrior, is one of my probably like top maybe 5 to 10 favorite books of all time. And she, I just feel like she's one of these people who's changing the course of the narrative in our society and like changing a little bit the course of history. And I could give some backstory about her. But when we were at the, the show, she was talking, every woman had a chance to talk about their story. So there was one woman who has cerebral palsy and she's a stand-up comedian and she told her story and she was hilarious and wonderful. And Abby Wambach, this, you know, Glennon Doyle's wife, the soccer star, she got up and she told a little bit of her story. And everybody's story was fabulous. And then, of course, Glennon Doyle gets a blast because she's, you know, like the headliner. And she's just everything that comes out of her mouth. I'm like, God, that's exactly like I feel like sometimes I don't really have any of my own ideas. My ideas are just sort of like bits and pieces of other people's ideas that get put into my head. And then I sort of just
spill them out.
Yeah. Which I guess is fine. I don't know. I'd like to have some ideas sometime. But she said at one point, she was talking about her whole history, which I think a lot of you know, so I won't go too much into detail. But she was a bulimic from the time she was very young. She became an alcoholic very young. She married this gorgeous male soccer player. They had 3 kids together, very close together, moved to Naples, Florida. She finds out eventually, obviously there's way more to this story, but she finds out eventually that he has been cheating on her for years with multiple women. She starts to get sober and sees a therapist and is sort of at a certain point like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Like I have to be true to myself. And she said that there was a moment where she was sitting around, looking around in the midst of everything when her husband had just told her that he was cheating on her. And she was feeling maybe like she was never going to have intimacy in her life and like a real love affair. And she looked around and she thought to herself, isn't it all supposed to be more beautiful than this? And to me, it was like a gut punch because I think when we were going through a lot of our stuff, I remember thinking to myself so many times, like, is this really it? Like, is this my love story? Like, is this how it's going to be? Is this the best my life is going to be? And it was heartbreaking. But at the same time, I didn't want to leave. So, and a lot of the questions, or not questions, a lot of the statements that I get from our listeners is they'll message me and be like, I so identify with your story and I don't want to leave either. Like, I love my partner. I love our relationship. I know it can be better than this. So to blend, so she leaves because there's just no way. She's sort of like, she's done. She just can't, you know, and she said that she has a middle child who's very sensitive. Her middle daughter is like extremely sensitive. And all she could think to herself is she going to ever be able to recover from this if I leave her dad? And how, you know, is this going to ruin her life? And then she thought to herself, well, is this a relationship I would want for her? And her answer.
Well, yeah, you have to look at it that way too. We spoke about this when we were talking with Jody, I think.
Right.
When you say, well, if you stay, is that the kind of thing you want your kid to see also?
I mean, do you want that for your kid? Like, would you, you know, it's sort of like the way that we can give advice to other people, but then when it comes to ourselves, we don't use that advice.
Yeah.
So I think that, so for her, she was like, no, my beautiful does not involve, it involves him because they're still very close. They co-parent the kids. They have a phenomenal relationship now, mm-hmm. But she leaves. She meets Abby Wambach, and now, you know, you see them on stage together, you see them, and you just know that she is living that beautiful existence that she wanted, and it's magical. And the two of them are like lightning in a bottle together. And you're so happy for her because she's one of those people who just tells it like it is and has been so upfront and honest and told her truth. So you see for her that leaving was the right decision for her, which it oftentimes is. And I think that's women who are brave enough to do that in those situations are, it's incredible. But then you also think about Esther Perel. You bring Esther Perel into it, my other, you know, woman. And she also says, look, you can reinvent your own relationship. You can have different, you know, forms of that relationship. You can go into another stage, another marriage within the same marriage, another, you know, dynamic within the same relationship. And for me, I know when I think about it, my beautiful involves you.
But maybe just because you haven't experienced the other side of it.
Well, I think that when it came down to it, I'm going to read some of her book, actually, because I want people to hear it. But I don't know. Are you telling me that I don't? That it doesn't involve you? That I should leave and try something else?
No, of course not. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you, you know, you've always talked about your tendencies and what you would do if we ever did separate and probably be with another woman. And so I don't know. I mean, I always think to myself, is that really what you want? Is that, you know?
Do you think that to yourself?
Of course.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That I'm settling for you? Like, don't you think I would have left a long time ago if I really wanted to?
I mean,
I had plenty of chances.
Would you ever just, okay, but yeah, that's true. I mean, but would you ever just say, hey, listen, I think I want to go the other route. Let's be friends.
Because
that's what my beautiful life is.
No, because I think that I don't have much experience, so I'm speaking sort of out of my ass, but I think that I am a lover of like people, and I think that I would not be opposed to being with a woman. I'm not opposed to being with a man. I feel like a little bit I've done it. I don't need to redo it. If, you know, I'm almost 42. Next week I'll be 42. And if I only have so many opportunities, that's not the route I would want to go. But no, I don't love you. And I don't specifically want a woman. If I were going to have a different experience, it would be with a woman. Does that make sense?
I think so. I think I understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
From what you just said
before. If you could give me what I think emotionally a woman gives that sometimes I think a man can't, then I don't
Most
need.
Men. Oh, there's men out there who can do it probably, right?
Maybe.
There's got to be.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but most guys.
And
most
I think
guys.
You can too. No, I think I've not to the degree that I need. Look, I can't get rid of my girlfriends and then be with you.
I would never be a replacement for what you get from your girlfriends. Right. No matter how hard I try.
And that's good. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't want to be
but
that.
But you certainly could give me a lot more than what you were giving me the last few years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Very and I think that. You... Right, but you're saying, you're making what? It as if like, oh no, I could never do that. But yes, you could never be like the emotional thing that I need that I get from the women. But at the same time, you could give me a lot. I think.
I agree.
I think
I know
most,
what you're saying.
I think most partners could give their partner more than they're currently
sure.
giving.
Of course. I'm saying I can
and
never
yours
be-
was to an extreme.
I'm saying I can never be a replacement for what you get from your girlfriends. That would never happen.
No, nor but of do course, I want you to be.
Right.
Like,
no, no, no.
I am in love with my girlfriends to some degree.
I know.
You know, like.
No, that's good. I'm glad you have
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Like, I am. I feel like when I'm with them, I just, like, gaze at them and I'm like, I fucking love you. I do. I feel like that.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that sometimes.
I think I started to do that these past few weeks.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's where this episode came from, was that
yes.
I'm calling this episode, Isn't It Supposed to Be More Beautiful Than This? Because it was that statement that she made when she was on stage that was like, oh my God, that is exactly, if I could put it into words, what I was feeling and what I know so many other spouses are feeling when they're going through betrayal or you know, their spouse being an addict or whatever it is, I know that you have that whole gut like, oh my God, this is my fucking life. I get to do it once and this is it. And that is eye-opening and heartbreaking and scary.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay, go ahead.
We'll just go right into the episode, right? Or the questions? Because originally, what I wanted to do was we had a voicemail I wanted to play. I said we were gonna
let's save it.
I think now we should save it because we just kind of built up this.
Yeah, and I also want to in the next few weeks. I want to do some lighter episodes, like some really fun ones, because it's been a few back to back, like heavier. So I want to do some fun ones. So the voicemails, I think, will be a good.
So should we wait and not do the voicemail?
Yeah,
on this
let's
episode?
Wait and do it in like let's have an episode where it's just like light and fun and okay. You know, not talking about like.
That's gonna piss off that reviewer that we had recently.
Who was the reviewer?
They said something about we say we're gonna talk about something and then we cut each other off and then we don't.
And I completely agreed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 100% right.
I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm right. just saying we're going to piss her off.
She
now
was
because...
She was 100%. That was a really good constructive review. Trust me, I want all 5-star reviews. Don't get me wrong. But it was a 4-star review. And that was the kind of review that was very constructive.
Yes.
Granted, please message us with that. Give us a 5-star and then message us with that. But no, I 100%. I was like, yeah, she's right. But it's hard sometimes to fit it all in. And there's so much to talk about. And we don't have time to do this more than once a week. We would love to. If anybody, Patreon, hello, right. Sponsor us. Maybe we can. But yeah. Okay.
So again, another thing that I was nervous about I was trying to more find what you were looking for with your questions. Like, how do I answer them for what you want to hear, kind of? And I was just like struggling so hard with these just because I was feeling the same thing the whole way through. So I just kind of, I want to preface this. So I'm going to have to feed off you a little bit on this one, if that's
shit,
okay.
Shit, I was hoping to feed off you.
No. You're not feeding off me.
I'm just kidding. I would never try to feed off of you in an episode.
All right. So you, Danielle, you go ahead.
Didn't I just do that? Wait, what am I going ahead with?
Start it up.
What
questions?
I don't have any. I never have questions.
You didn't answer the questions I answered?
I never answer the questions you answer. I don't need to.
Oh.
Yes, okay. The questions are for you.
I thought we
to
both
walk
answer
you
them.
Through.
I'm new at this.
I know. You need the questions as guidance.
Oh, I understand
yes,
now.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. It's like the small child who needs like the stencils to, you know, fill in the letters.
Right. Okay. I thought you answered them.
Well, I can easily just say what it is and I can answer.
Number one, what does your dream future look like realistically for us?
Wait, I got to stop.
Okay.
The first question really should be, and this is actually, I just read this today, that again, we're so fixated sometimes on like the financial stuff, the trust stuff, how we're going to parent. We don't stop sometimes as partners and say to each other, how do you feel? Like, how are you feeling? How are you feeling in our relationship? How are you feeling overall? Gottman says that that is the number one question that needs to happen more in relationship. How do you feel? How are you feeling? So, you know, we stop and we're during the day, we're very much like we have our routine. In the morning, we're like, how'd you sleep? Good. How'd you sleep? You know, have a good day. Okay. You have a good day.
No, there's a lot more in between that, too.
Like what?
Well, it's how'd you sleep? The coffee maker's fucking broken. Can you please
fuck
it?
It is fucking broken.
Some fucking coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Jonah's clothes. Can you go dress him? Can you, here's what, you know, there's a lot more going on before goodbye.
Okay, what I'm saying is it's very, what's the word?
Regimented.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, it's the same shit and it's very superficial.
Yeah. It's the same stuff every morning.
Exactly.
Before I leave. And it's, yes.
That's what I was saying. So, and then you come home at night. I'm exhausted. You know, we're exhausted. We get into bed. We that kind of thing. So we never stop really and say, how are you feeling? Not just how was your day? Good, good. A real, how are you feeling?
Okay.
So really that probably should have been the first question. How are you feeling about our relationship? How are you feeling about things? Now, I know you did not get to answer that, but if you had to sort of just, if it, whatever comes to mind, like how have you been feeling recently?
About what?
About our relationship.
Okay. Recently, I've been feeling really good about our relationship. And you're the one who actually even sparked it in my mind, because you're the one who said, oh my God, ever since that night in New York, you've been so amazing and everything has been so nice and sweet and everything. And I was kind of like thrown back by that. And I didn't even realize like time just kind of like passed for me. And then all of a sudden you were like, you've been so nice. What happened? And I was like, shit, I don't know. I
weren't actively trying to be nicer.
Not really. Like I was just, I think I've been, see, again, like this goes into so many of the other questions. Like,
that's okay. But I'm saying, yeah. Just talk.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm good. No questions. Just talk.
Yeah, just talk.
Yeah.
You can always just talk. I do the questions because you ask me to.
Right.
You are allowed. we're all love and light here. There's no rules.
You get the lights dimmed down.
It's free range podcasting.
Okay. Ask me that question again. What'd you just say?
How are you feeling about our relationship?
Okay. So for the last, you know, this year has been a very extremely stressful year. And we've, between us, between everything, you know, finances, our relationship, and, you know, stress at work and just being tired. Like, it's just, nothing has been good for the last 10 months. And I finally got to the point after that we had that blowout in New York, and you and I, you know, had the big blowout talk again. You know, our blowout talks are like divorce talks. They're not just like, hey, let's fight.
Well, they've only been divorce talks twice.
Yeah.
This was a divorce talk.
But I'm saying it's to that level. Yeah. Like, that's what it was at.
Yeah.
And I
told you to pack your things and leave.
You did? You said pack your things and leave?
Yeah, go to your mom's.
Yes, you did say that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was that bad. The night where we did the millennial wedding episode.
Right.
Yeah.
And I find it, like, in the past, I think I was actively trying, like trying hard, maybe even beyond my, like maybe I was trying too hard and it was affecting me in some way and just I was uncomfortable doing it. So it stopped and then it would go back to, you know, being status quo. And this time I just kind of said, listen, I got to take my stresses and that are not at home, not between us, and work on them and deal with them and not bring them home. And then when I got to realize when I come home, what do I have here? You know, I have to look at you and say, what do I have? I have to look at my kids and say, what do I have? And that's the good stuff. And I got to, I don't think I thought about this consciously, but this is looking back, thinking to myself, probably what was going on in my mind. So I was able to come home and just kind of just unwind and like, let it be, like let myself just be and go and not stress about the, you know, the things that I used to stress about here with you guys. And I think I just fell into this routine of just being happy, being nice to you, because it made me feel good. And the response that I was getting from you was so loving and comforting. And
it was
so
very easy to accept it from you because I hadn't gotten it in so long.
I think in the past I was trying to do it. You know what I mean?
And could maybe have fooled me.
No, but I would go, even if we weren't fighting, if we were just kind of in pass with each other at the time, and I would come for the hug just to say, hey, look, you know, I'm here kind of thing, or I'm trying. Like, I would show you that I'm trying.
Right, it was forced.
Yeah, it was an overly...
It felt forced, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it has not felt forced.
So it didn't
recently
mean anything. Yeah. So I kind of, I think looking back at this last month, I just kind of let my guard down and say, hey, like, just act how you feel and don't mm-hmm force anything. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did.
Well, that night when we were on our way home, we were driving home and we had it had been a really awful couple weeks. I can't get into the details of what we were fighting about right now or anything, maybe later, but it was really awful and I felt awful. And I think that I always know, I guess, that you don't want this to end. I don't want this to end. But I couldn't possibly keep going on in that direction. For a few weeks, I was just hurting all the time. And so when I said to you, I did say, pack up your stuff and go to your mom's. And a little bit, I was sick to my stomach when I was saying it, but I was also sort of like, he needs to realize, like, I have to some level given you this concrete foundation, which you think will always be there. And I think the thought of losing it maybe is the only thing that would whip you into shape.
Yeah. I think maybe for the first time I really saw you and saw how you were feeling, mm-hmm, which upset me tremendously.
It was awful. And I felt like I was in a nightmare that night.
Yeah. And I thought, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I just can't live like this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's either we got to be done, mm-hmm, or if we both really want this, we just have to make it happen. And I have to find out how and why. And I was sick, you know, looking at you, knowing how you were feeling. And I don't want you to feel that way. It made me feel even worse. So I finally just had to say to myself, like, it's time for a change. And I don't know what that change is going to be. I'm just going to be. And that's what I did. I didn't, like you said before, I wasn't actively, you know, consciously thinking about, okay, I need to do this, this, and this to make her feel better and make our relationship better. Like, I didn't do that. And that's probably what I did in the past.
Well, this was the first time that you have been consistently in a good mood and feel and seeming like you were happy to be home, like you were happy to be in the house. All the, you know, for a couple years now, it's been that it seems like you're just miserable all the time. Not depressed or anything, just miserable. Like, just a cranky-ass bitch. I'm sorry. Like, that's the only way to put it. Yeah, really. Like, that's the only way to put a cranky-ass bitch.
Well, to be honest, for the reasons that I, you know, have been miserable and have been... I don't want to go as far as depressed, but
have nothing to do with me.
Correct. Which are still there, still lingering, mm-hmm, and still making me feel that way. I was feeling miserable all the time, mm-hmm, and I had to find some way to feel good again. And I knew it was home with my family. And so I had to stop bringing that misery home with me and lashing it out on you guys and on myself, because when am I ever going to feel good? And so I finally found a way to, you know, feel good about myself and us and our relationship. So coming home and unwinding and just, you know, letting my guard down and letting myself feel good about my family and what I'm coming home to has helped me. You know, I guess maybe that's the reason I'm acting the way I am towards you is because
you're not bringing the crap home with you.
Yeah, I feel better when I'm here with you.
Mm-hmm. And being stressed out about all that other stuff doesn't make anything any different.
Yeah, but it's very hard to overcome when you're feeling that way. You know, when you're under so much stress, when you're under so much, you know, misery, when you're, it's hard to just come home and say, okay, I'm home. Hey, everybody. Hey, you know, and like turn it on.
Right.
So I guess it took me a long time to be able to realize, or it took us this, you know, dramatic experience for me to realize I just have to do it, you know? So I finally just did. I don't know how. I don't know what I did subconsciously. I just finally said it's time. Somehow. Mm-hmm. And man, has it helped.
All right. Well, I think we still need to take things a few steps further, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
I know some of them listen to the podcast, so I apologize if I'm giving away the surprise, but I ordered our kids' teachers each a FabFitFun box for the holiday. Yes.
That's nice.
I honestly was going to do gift cards because I always feel like that's the way to go. But after I got my winter FabFitFun box, I was like, there's no way I'm not going to get this for them, because for the price, what they get, first of all, PJ Salvage, for any of you who know their robes, feel these slippers.
Are these slippers part of the box?
Yes, they're part of the box.
These are insanely comfortable.
Don't they look like they should cost the entire box
more than
itself?
That.
Yes. And remember the night of my my 40th birthday when I went to, I got my hair done and you like absolutely loved it from the Dry Bar? These are from the Dry Bar. Remember my 40th birthday, the night you almost.
Yeah, I remember everything. Yes, I do.
So I got my hair done at the Dry Bar, which you loved. And these are products from the Dry Bar.
Oh,
in the same box as the slippers. And this yoga.
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 It's not yoga.
No. Oh. Clean and calm Epsom salt hand and body wash, which is amazing, with lavender oil, which is going in our guest bathroom. Coffee scrub. Guess what? You'll be naked in 1 minute. Coffee scrub. Feel this.
What is it?
I'm so intrigued. It's a coffee scrub.
You scrub coffee with it?
Oh, for the love of God. It's a natural exfoliator for smooth, glowing skin.
Oh, for your skin.
Yes. I could go on and on. Every time I thought I was done taking stuff out of the box, there's more. So I am absolutely, it will completely pamper their teachers, which when you have a Silverstein child in your class, you deserve pampering. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200, obviously.
This one definitely does.
Absolutely. And the box it comes in is so pretty. You don't even really need to wrap it. You could probably just put like a bow on it and you call it a day. So it's so easy. So you want to go to FabFitFun.com and use promo code MNM for $10 off your first box. That means what, like... $39.99.
I was going to help you, but...
For $200 plus worth of stuff. And that's an amazing teacher's gift. So FabFitFun.com, promo code MNM for $10 off your first box. I learned about modern gents when I was researching getting rid of the ring that I always talk about. We talked about it in the finance episode, Keeping Up with the Joneses episode, that I really absolutely love, but we just couldn't afford. I was searching for a replacement ring because I really do love the ring. It was gorgeous. I just couldn't wear it because I was associating it with this decision that I had made that was just like not based in reality. I found Modern Gents, whose goal is to make it so that couples spend their money on travel and experiences and less on a rock on your finger. And they created conflict-free, handcrafted, affordable wedding and engagement rings. You saw the ring I wore it last weekend.
Oh, it's beautiful.
To dinner.
And
it's
a
gorgeous.
Lot of people noticed it. Well, how beautiful it was.
And one of my best friends who sees me all the time said, oh, you're wearing your ring again. It looks beautiful. And I said, it's not that ring. It's a different ring. And she was impressed. And we're going to use that. That money is going to go to such good use. And I still have a gorgeous ring, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I put it on Instagram a few days ago. People went nuts. And they were like, does it really look like that in real life? It looks better
than
in the
picture.
The pictures do not do it justice. It's a wonderful gift. Also, what I love about it is that during pregnancy, your fingers can swell and you can't fit into your regular engagement rings. But obviously, you're not going to go out and buy another engagement ring.
You are. You did.
No, I didn't.
You made me.
What?
Get you another ring.
During my pregnancy?
No, just you made me go out and get you another ring.
Oh, Lord, help me. So you just order your size from Modern Gents to wear until the regular ring fits. Or if you're somebody who travels a lot, and like me, I was high stress about bringing that ring anywhere because I was so afraid of losing it. Leave your expensive ring home, get a Modern Gents ring, and take it on vacation with you. It's a no-brainer because they're so affordable and wonderful.
And don't forget that awesome ring that I got.
Oh, and you got
really
a ring
cool,
too.
Like black, like etched, whatever. It had that like cool, what's it called?
I don't know.
Just like that, like it's a cool like, look to it. Like not just a standard black ring. It had like a really cool rough look to it.
Uh-huh.
It was really awesome.
Yeah, their stuff is beautiful. So my favorite part of Modern Gents, they create dream weddings for couples who have faced incredible adversity. You know, I'm a sucker for a company that's doing something good. And I think that's amazing and something we don't think about. But there are lots of couples out there who can't afford a wedding. And I love that Modern Gents is making that happen for them. Modern Gents has over 100,000 happy customers and 9,000 positive reviews. Head to modgents, that's modgents.com. And put in promo code MARTINI25 for 25% off an order of $25 or more.
Yes.
That's modgents.com, promo code MARTINI25 for 25% off. So the last couple of weeks have been, I'd say more than a month now, has been really like lovely in the sense that I see you coming home and appreciating being here. I see you being more of a family man than you've been in a long time. And we've gone through great times through everything that's been bad, but it's been a fucking roller coaster. It's up, it's down. It's all over the place. Like there's nothing consistent in our lives. And I felt a consistency in the last month that I hadn't felt in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing for me. But also, when I think to myself, you know, what does the future look like to be more beautiful for us? I think I feel like, I don't know about men. I can't speak for men. I can speak for women. Most of them. I'm not saying all. I think that we also want a little bit of the fucking fairy tale. Like, I don't want to just be like, oh, thank God he's in a good mood all the time and he's being nice all the time. I want a little bit of the, for a long time, I was the backseat to alcohol, to Atlantic City and gambling, to toys and nice things and spending money and all that stuff. And I could never compete with any of it. And then you started to get better from all of that and you needed to prove yourself, rightfully so, in your family business and everything. And you started doing that really to make up for everything that had happened. And then I felt and still sort of feel like I'm taking a backseat to that. And I think people can relate to that on many levels because, you know, whatever it is that you're taking a backseat to, you know, what people who are obsessed with fitness, people who are obsessed with, you know, their extended family or their work, or you're always, sometimes you feel like you're taking a backseat to something. Like you're not the number one, you're the partner and you're there and it's taken for granted, but you're not the number one, like feeling like, You're their quote unquote it. You are what they live for. And I am going to be 42 next week. I'm going to say it a bunch of times. I want to fucking feel that. I want to know what that feels like. And I think when we were dating, I felt it. I think a lot of people feel it when you're dating. But I'm still alive and I'm still young-ish. In a certain capacity.
Yeah, for another week you are.
But I want to feel that in my life. I don't want to just be okay with, yes, he's nicer now. I want, like, I feel a little bit like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Like, I want the fairy tale. Like, I want a little bit of that being in love, that, you know, stupid fucking Disney princess shit. Like, I want a little bit of it, you know?
Okay.
And I am still waiting for that.
Well, what would make that happen? How would you feel like a Disney princess?
See, that's how I want you to figure that out.
To make you feel like a Disney princess?
No, come on. I was just using that as...
I know you were, but that's a big statement. So,
listen, I want to feel like I'm the number one for some... I want to feel like I'm the number one. I want to feel like it's not material items or alcohol or the gambling or work now, which I know you're busting your ass for, and I'm very proud of you for doing that, but I'm also jealous as shit of work now because I had to take a back seat for when you were going through all your shit, and now I have to take a back seat because you're recovering from all your shit. So I want to be that number one at some point. I want to feel that.
Okay, but isn't that kind of what's been happening? When it comes to, I guess, with work, you can't say you feel like you're taking a backseat to work. I think everybody feels that.
Yeah,
everybody.
If I hadn't have felt for all those years like I wasn't taking a backseat to all the other shit, maybe not.
Yeah, because, I do what I have to do, you know, when I'm working, which is why now when I'm home, I do what I want. You know,
okay, I could get it taken to the next level. And I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people feel like that. Like, this is it. This is our love affair. This is our relationship.
Okay,
and I want to feel something intense from it.
Okay, so what beyond how you say I've been in the last month, what are you looking for? Because... I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how much more.
I guess romance.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess romance, whatever that means. It doesn't, no longer means jewelry to me. Like I said, it no longer means, you know, but like I said, what you've been doing is already so much better than any gifts you could buy me. But there is I am starting to feel at this point, I am starting to feel the effects of aging. I'm starting to feel like gravity is like, motherfucker, I am on you. Like, I am feeling like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I feel it in my face. I feel it in my body. Like, I just feel like everything feels like weighted and pulled down. And just recently this started.
I'm feeling the exact same way.
Really? Like, do you feel like you wake up and you feel it in your face?
Yeah, that's why I'm so fucking tired all the time. You know, because
because you look good. It's fucking annoying.
Thank you.
No, it's fucking annoying.
But I think you
annoying.
Look good too.
Oh,
I think you're
fuck
pretty
you.
Hot, actually.
Oh, bite me.
Okay.
No, seriously.
No, me too. Seriously. That's why I'm so tired when I come home, and I don't get home that late. I'm home at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I don't leave that, you know, I'm up early in the morning. You know, I get up at 5:30 every day now, but I don't leave till 8 o'clock, you know, 8:15. So I don't leave that late, but I'm tired in the morning. I'm tired at night. Like I is it aging? Is it just getting back into a normalized, you know, kind
I don't
of
know,
routine?
But it's hard for me to sit here.
You're right.
Hold on, I need a minute.
Okay.
It's hard for me to sit here and look at you and think that you feel what I feel, aging, because I'm not crying. I'm just...
Are you not crying?
No, I have like vodka stuck in my throat. It's
right?
Like a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not sure. I look at you and I'm sort of like, he can't possibly understand it. Your skin looks good. Of course, you're graying, but like gray is fucking
awesome.
Oh, thank
you. I appreciate you pointing that out.
Well, but it looks awesome on a man. Like, it's annoying. You know, you don't gain weight. It's all the bullshit. But I sort of feel like, you know, look, and I'm cool with getting older. I'm fine. Okay with it. I am to a certain extent. I am, as long as I look like Helen Mirren, that I'm okay with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll show you her. She's hot. Okay. But, I think that I need someone to, at this point, make me feel like getting older is... Like, you know, like I'm going to be doted on still. Like, I'm going to be accepted still. Like, I can do all the things, you know, naturally if I choose and still, or not naturally, whichever way I decide to go, because I haven't made that decision yet.
I'm lost. What are you saying?
I'm saying that I am looking at this point of my life that I feel like even more maybe than I was younger, I need to feel like I have somebody who's like, yeah, I fucking love her. Because of what I'm going through now is I feel even more insecurities and more, just like maybe when he's distant because he doesn't like what he sees anymore, or all the things that come up, you know, that I'm worried about. That I think that what I need from you now is even more maybe than what I would have needed you from you 10 or 15 years ago, because I need a partner who's going to seem like, you know, who's going to make me feel like they're going to be there and they're going to like love me day in and day out, actively love me day in and day out, no matter what happens or no matter what, you know, we're getting older. Like there's other shit to deal with now.
Yes. Okay. So I think also the way that I hate saying it because it's only been like a month since we've been talking about how things have been feeling much better. And, you know, so it takes a much longer.
Like you don't
longer.
Feel like you want it to be to a next level. You don't feel like
you don't
want
feel
it
like
to be,
what?
You want it to be to like a next level. Like you don't want it. You want it to, like you just want it to be where we just can't wait to be together and can't.
Yes, I do. I actually badly do. But I'm feeling really good right now, kind of the way things are.
I am too. So and you're saying like baby steps.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like I want to take it one step at a time without.
So it's not like you're like, this is it. This is good.
No,
I'm fine with this.
No. I feel like we're at step one again. I'm liking it.
But you're going to do more.
No, we're both going to do more.
Okay.
Look, we've got changes we have to make. We have things we have to do. Ways of treating each other that I think are going to progress and get better again.
Each other. Wow. Great. Shit. Okay. Yeah.
No, but my point is that I'm very happy and I'm feeling very comfortable. Not comfortable in the sense that this is the way I want it to be forever. Comfortable in the sense that I'm feeling good again for mm-hmm. the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Which is very comforting. And I want to enjoy it mm-hmm. and I want to see where that takes it and, mm-hmm. and then progress from there.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah. And we're talking obviously so much about ourselves, but this is, I think, such an important thing to check in with your partner about. And I really hope that people will check in with themselves and their partners, because it's, if we're feeling like we want more, we need to figure out how that's going to happen, and you need active participants. And for a long time now, I've been feeling like I want more. And there are times when it's amazing and there are times when it's awful. I'm done with awful. I can't do awful anymore. And I don't feel like I'm getting that vibe from you anymore. Like I'm not worried about you coming home anymore. I'm not, you know, that kind of stuff has been much different. But I do still feel like a little bit I'm taking a backseat to work and everything, because you're trying to reestablish yourself.
Well, yeah, but I'm also doing this. I at least thought I was doing the same thing when I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't.
Yeah, you're just not home very much. So that's
yeah,
hard.
But that's
right.
But that's normal too. Okay. So don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure you'll hear that from a lot of people.
Right.
If there's a stay at home partner, you know, mm-hmm. the other person is the sole, you know, worker, they're probably gone, possibly even more, you know, more mm-hmm. hours of the day than I am. So that's probably a very common complaint, don't you think?
All right, so what's the next question?
We should take one more break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. We'll answer that question.
So I named my my memoir that hasn't come out yet. You know what I'm naming it?
Please tell me.
Danielle and CBD. a love story.
You love this stuff now, huh?
I do. I went from being like, oh, whatever, it doesn't really work. But I think I did it the right way because I researched for a long time. A lot of companies, I was skeptical about it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know if I really like bought into it. And I've for the past few years, everybody's been telling me to try it because I'm constantly complaining about my back or my PMS symptoms or, you know, my anxiety. Yeah, you know, I like to complain.
Yes.
But I just feel like Feels, when I found Feels, I knew it seemed like a different company because they only do a lot of these places do like all forms of it. They do like a rubbing ointment and a bath salt and a this and a that. Feels just does the tincture. And the tinctures are the safest, most effective delivery system for CBD oil. When taken sublingually, that I have trouble with that word, under the tongue, CBD is rapidly and efficiently absorbed for maximum benefits. The effects last longer than they do from smoking or vaping without the negative byproducts. Feels is grown with care and hand-harvested by Colorado and Oregon farmers following organic farming practices. Their goal is to produce the purest end product available. And they like test every single batch to make sure that it has the right levels of, I don't even know, I'm no scientist, but like pressurized CO2 and CBD and phytocannabinoids and all that stuff.
Let them go there for the details.
Okay. Yeah. But before Feels reaches your hands, they have tested it at a third party lab and it's gotten a certificate of analysis. It's just, it's the real deal. And it shows when I take it, I can tell the difference and I love it.
I haven't tried it yet. I think maybe I'll try it tonight.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to get your own because
I want to try some of it.
Yeah,
too.
You should.
Right? Like good for anxiety and good for that kind of stuff too, right?
It is. It's
going
great
to sleep.
Sleeplessness. Yeah, it's great for sleeplessness.
Oh, I got to take some of this.
You do, but you have to find, it's a little bit trial and error. You have to find the right dosage for you.
Okay.
And they help you do that. Feels is really good about helping
okay.
you do that.
I'm in.
Yeah. But they deliver it straight to your doorstep. So you need to go to feels.com, feals.com/MNM to get 50% off your first order and free shipping. That's feels.com, feals.com/MNM for 50% off your first order with free shipping. And I just did a whole Instagram story about how stressed people are for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
CBD oil, baby.
Yeah, gotta try it.
Stress-free holiday, feels.com, MNM.
Okay, I want to ask you this question before I give my answer is, you asked me, what do I want us to experience that we haven't yet experienced?
Like ever or in a long time?
This is your question. So however you would like to
answer. Well, I'm not the kid. I'm going to have to answer it when
I know that. So no, as a couple, individually, as parents, like what would you like to experience?
I asked this on the Friday Five also.
Oh, did
which,
you?
Yes. By the way, thank you all so much for all your awesome feedback on the Friday Five. I love getting those.
I know.
People love it.
I know. And I just said, oh, did you ask that? And I put the email out today.
Right. Well, you obviously don't edit for shit.
Copy and paste.
Yeah. You copy and paste because then sometimes I'll read it over after and I'll be like, did he even read it?
Well, at least it was your errors, grammatical errors, not mine.
Well, that's just because I'm typing too quickly.
Okay. So no, in short, what do you want us to experience that we haven't yet? Mm. Wow. You didn't even think about it.
God, there's so many.
Really?
No, yeah, you know, it's
this
hard for me
like
to say.
This isn't like going to Hawaii.
Right,
this, yeah.
Right. No, I know what you're saying. I think I want to experience.
Okay,
I want to experience an ongoing sense of peace.
That's what I have.
Really?
Yeah, look, part A.
We are the world.
I said I want more than a month of everything to be great. I think you might sing that in a lot of our episodes.
We are the ones. No, Gideon always sings that.
Yeah, he does. But I said the same thing. I said, I want more than a month of everything just to be great between us. And just
a month?
I'm saying I want more than a month.
Oh, more than a month.
Straight of just being good. Mm-hmm. I want normalcy. I want like just an everyday feeling of waking up and feel like it's been for the last month. Mm-hmm. I want to just wake up and feel like I'm happy to see you and I want to hug you in the first thing in the morning when we're both making coffee together. And, you know, I just want to experience that for a long time without thinking about what are we going to fight about? What's happening next? I just want peace.
Mm.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I've wanted you for the past month, like, and everything. I've wanted you to, like, I want you near me. I want...
I know, it's so weird.
I'm not, like, repulsed by you when you walk in the... No, seriously, for a little while, I was sort of like, fuck him. Like, I don't really even want him to sit near me. Like, I did not think you deserved to have me, like, be doting on you.
Yeah, when I came home from work the other day, everybody was sitting on the couch, and I came home from work, and I sat down, and he said, no, come here. Yeah. Come sit next to me.
And I really felt it. And I really wanted you.
And that was weird to me.
Yeah, because it's been a while.
And it felt nice. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Mm-hmm. And maybe that helped me more want to feel the way I'm feeling and do the things I'm doing, because it felt good.
I think I've been very receptive to all of it.
Yeah, you have been.
Yeah. And that's natural. Like, I haven't been, it's just, I feel differently towards you when you act like that. And I think that's a good indicator of just how we treat each other and how, you know, if one person puts it out there, then it's like it's a reaction. And that's really my gut reaction, my visceral reaction is when you treat me like that, like, I want to be near you.
Yeah. And it took only 20 years to figure out, like, just act the way you feel.
No, we've had so many
now,
times
I know that.
In the past.
I know that.
We've really had a tough couple years. And honestly, this last month is the first time where I felt like I haven't just been the leftovers of whatever energy you have after whatever is going on in your mind and your life, you know, outside of the house, and that I'm not just like, you know, like this shit that you like put to the side and then decide, oh yeah, well, I guess I need to, you know, give her a kiss goodbye or...
Right, because that's what it was. It was, I knew I needed to kiss you goodbye. That would show you... Like, I thought that to myself when I would give you the kiss goodbye. In my mind, it was, I'm showing you...
It didn't feel it was like forceful. Anything or... Yeah.
It was like if there was a script that I had to read and say, these are the things you have to do to show your wife or your husband or whomever... Mm-hmm. These are the things to do. These are laid out for you to show them that you love them. And that's how it felt. And it didn't feel like it felt I was reading the script, kind of.
Right.
So.
All right, well, here's a little piece from, I was going to read a lot more, but I don't think we have time. Here's a little piece from Glennon Doyle's Love Warrior. If you have not read it, I can't recommend it enough. I think it opens up all kinds of questions and answers. And she's coming out actually with another book about meeting Abby and them falling in love and everything. And if you have a chance to go see Together Live, please go see it. It's really great. But she said, my question is this. I love my kids. I love my sister and my parents and my work. Is that enough? Can I just skip over the whole intimate relationship thing for the rest of my life? I just want to be a mom and write and go to bed alone forever. That's my dream. So, you know, statistically speaking, if I divorce Craig, that was her husband, what are the chances my future self will want to find someone else? So what she's basically saying is, like, maybe I can just, you know, love everybody else. Maybe intimacy, I could just give that up for the fact that I have all this other great stuff in my life.
No. You can't. No, you need that kind of love too.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad you're saying that, because for a little while, I didn't know if you really believed that.
No, you can't replace intimate, you know, affection, love for... Love comes in so many different ways. And you have love of things, but you need to feel love too. Right?
Yes. Yes. I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah. No, I when you were reading it, I apologize. I did not read the book.
Glennon. God, you never read a book, so.
No, I read a few books.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
I was a huge fan of all those books.
The dinosaurs are very into it.
No, but you can't, you can't replace intimacy with love. You know.
You say that, but I think people give up a lot not to shake the boat.
No, but I love
the boat. Don't rock the boat.
Rock the boat. I love my kids. That does not replace intimacy. That does not replace feeling loved by somebody else.
You could have fooled me sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's how I feel now.
Good. Okay. Was there anything else?
I don't think so.
No,
because they all, like the questions, they all kind of.
Okay. Here's my thing.
Okay. What thing?
Here's my next question. Wait, did I write you anything about vows?
No.
Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Fucking liar.
You didn't write anything
You're
about vows.
You're a fucking liar. I see it right there.
No,
I
there's said, not. There's nothing yes. about vows. See? Nothing.
Keep going.
That's it. That's the bottom.
Because you didn't answer the last questions. All right. If we were going to like, this is why I want to renew our vows. I'm always secretly hoping that you're going to surprise me with renewing our vows, just so you know.
All right. Well, number one, we didn't write our first vows.
No, I know.
Because I don't think that was a comfort level.
For you.
Yeah.
Right.
In the beginning.
Okay. I don't care about that. All our wedding was bullshit anyway. I don't care about that. I'm talking about now. Right. I want to start fresh in so many ways.
Well, I'm not going to do it here on the podcast because if we do renew our vows, I can't like divulge it here and then.
But
do
you're always
the
same saying
thing.
You don't want to renew our vows, okay. So.
Well, but okay, but if you finally force me into doing something like that,
oh
then
Lord,
just like the first
okay,
time.
Okay, that's
got
great. Wow, the romance is fucking flowing in here.
So I can't let it out all here because if we okay. actually do it.
All right. So, but what are you promising me you're going to do?
I promise. I don't have this written down, so I have to go off the cuff here. For the last few weeks, the way that I've been feeling about us and our relationship and my love for you and us together.
You're going to triple it.
No.
What?
Because I don't need to triple it. I want to feel this way that I'm feeling now for the rest of my life. And I don't need to triple that. I just want to keep going with that.
You need to triple the effort.
Triple the effort?
You've maxed out?
I'm not saying I maxed out, but if I could feel this way, I'm not saying I wouldn't do more. I'm not saying that I wouldn't show you in other ways.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm just, but if I could feel this way ongoing, then that's how I want to treat you for the rest of my life.
Aww.
Because it makes me feel good, and I know it makes you feel good, and that makes me feel that much better.
And it's fucking healthy.
And it feels good.
And it's fucking healthy.
It is healthy?
Come on.
Does it compensate for all the unhealthy shit we do?
You mean to tell me that the last, no, come on. You don't mean to tell me the last month feels so healthy.
Healthy?
Minus the cigarettes I've been smoking.
That wasn't me, so.
I know.
I don't feel the effects of that.
Okay, vapor. All fuck right, you.
Shut up. Fuck you. explain. Healthy?
Yes, it feels like it's a healthier way to live.
Yes. Okay. Mentally healthy? Yes, because like I said before, I still have all the stresses, the anxieties, the mental lows that are going on in my mind,
no,
all that
you're
shit.
You're all going to have that.
That's my point. I still have that all going on, but because of what's happening with us recently, it's making all those other stresses feel not so bad. Because I finally have a place that I can go to and say, you got it. You're lucky. You've got this wife who loves you. You've got these three amazing kids. You've got this all going on. Like, calm down for a second. You know, like, don't stress everybody else around you out. Don't stress your wife out. Don't stress your kids out. Don't, like, take a breath. Everything's going to be okay. You have people who love you and who support you.
Like, for the first time, don't make Adam's issues the forefront of everybody's lives. Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing. Like, that's how I've been feeling.
That's what you've been doing for years.
Yes. Well, yeah, yeah. What I'm saying now is I'm putting that aside to make everybody else feel better and feel good so that it makes me feel better and feel good. It's a selfish act, number one, because it's making me feel better, but it's making everybody else who I love feel better who's around me. Right?
Yeah. I feel like there's nobody I want to do this more with than you, but I certainly have been feeling for a long time, like I need way more than you were giving. Way more.
I know, but it sounds like you still need more too.
I do.
I know.
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do. I do, because I think that right now it's a little bit better than status quo. But I want for the first time to...
Better than status quo?
Yeah. Because we're still... Maybe because we haven't had the opportunity. You're still barely home. And when we're home with the family, like, I want a me and you romance love affair. And that is something... Okay. I know.
I like that.
Right. Okay. But we haven't had that yet.
Okay. So how do
so
we do
that? So that's what I'm saying. No. Fucking A. You got to help me figure that out. That's okay. Not... Do not ask me how to do that. I've been trying to do that for years. But what I'm saying is right now, yes, we have the family aspect of it. I'm not going to say down. It's better. We're getting there. But I want the next level. I want the you and me feeling like we felt back in the dating
like when
days.
We see each other, like...
Yeah, like a look across the room is like all we need.
Like get the kids out of the place, like out of the house.
Or just, yeah, or we just are, you know, we haven't had time for that. But I am not going to lie and be like, I could live like this the rest of my life. No, I need that aspect of things. I want the love story. I want the love affair. And I don't think that's so crazy.
No, it's not crazy at all. As a matter of fact, I feel very much the same way.
I think, like, a lot of people feel the same way. I think so many of us feel the same way. We just don't slow down to talk about it and figure it out.
Well, yeah, it's very hard to do.
That's fine, but it needs to be done.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. Not saying that we shouldn't do it, but just because life is happening.
I don't think so, because what you've shown me in the last month is something that I never thought would happen. So I really truly believe now that you can, that we can, that everything is possible.
Okay, so let's make it possible. I'll make
you,
it possible.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm looking for.
I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it. I feel good. I feel like...
Okay, go ahead. Make it happen.
All right. What else? You got anything else?
I mean, I don't know. I could read the Audible version of Love Warrior happily.
All right, does everybody have like 6 hours? So Danielle
can
read the whole book?
This was an Oprah Book Club selection in 2016. That's how Glennon Doyle became so famous, but she should have been famous, you know. No matter. I mean, Oprah obviously is a genius who recognizes other geniuses and... Man.
That's all you got, huh?
That's all I got. Write and review. If you have a constructive, please message us directly. I love constructive criticism. And that 4-star review was fantastic. But that could be an inbox thing. Let's inbox.
Yeah, don't write.
And then a 5-star review about all the good parts that you're getting from it. But no, people have been incredible. And
okay, wait, stop.
Yeah.
While we're talking about reading and viewing, let's get to that voicemail.
Because now?
That's what it's about. So we can respond to it really quickly.
Oh.
That's what they spoke about.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Have you heard this?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to play it right now. We'll do a quick response to it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hello, my favorite podcast. Hey, this is Leslie Anderson, and I love, love, love you guys. I actually just wanted to ask a question about how to leave you a review. I always listen to the podcast, but I know that you guys love it when people leave reviews, and I've tried to figure it out, and apparently I'm not smart enough to figure it out. So if you could maybe mention it, maybe I'm not the only one that's struggling with that. And other than that, I feel like you guys cover like everything. Seriously, you guys compare to me and my husband so much that it makes me like die laughing half the time when I hear you, and it makes me feel normal. And if I'm not normal, then at least I have somebody else that's as crazy as me and my husband. So love you guys. Keep it up. And I will keep listening.
Okay. First of all, I don't know if it's normal, but every time I read a amazing rating and review, or like when I was listening to that voicemail, I want to cry.
Right.
I want to cry.
Well, it's so weird. Like, because there are people calling us and
no,
like reading
or
reviewing
us. But even still, like, they took time out of their day. Like, yeah. I love you, Leslie. I really do. Like,
cool is she?
I know. And like, we have this community. All right. I don't know how to explain to somebody how to rate and review. And it's really only Apple Podcasts, right?
Well, yes and no. Okay. I'm going to explain about Apple Podcasts. Leslie, thank you so much for asking that question. And thank you for Calling us?
I can show it on Instagram, sort of.
Yeah, we can. But for Apple Podcast, if you go into podcast app on your iPhone, or now it's on your Mac because of the new operating system, go to podcast, find Marriage and Martinis, and scroll down past all the episodes. You'll find ratings and reviews, and you can see where you can tap to rate or click write a review. That's it. And then you just do it and click submit. It's really that easy. Thanks so much for asking how to do that. And anybody else? We get a lot of requests about that. Like, we know you like writing reviews. Yes, we do. Thank you very much. How do I do it?
Yeah, it really does help us. You know, there's a lot
very much.
There are only a few ways really you can help in the podcast world, and rating and reviewing is one of them. And again, love me some constructive criticism in my inbox.
Yeah, other apps, I'm not 100% sure. There are some apps that don't do ratings or
Stitcher
reviews.
I think Stitcher you can rate and review.
Probably. Mm-hmm. You just have to kind of look with whatever app you're using and see if they offer a rate and review kind of thing. But I guess on Apple Podcasts, that's kind of the most important these days. So that's kind of how you do it. If you have any questions, you can always message us and ask us, and I can walk you through the steps.
I'm also getting much closer to wanting to get a Marriage and Martini tattoo.
Really?
So if anybody wants to design one for me, you can. Yeah, but I wanted to hit a certain amount of downloads to do it, just because I didn't think I would get there. So that's my, you know, my.
Well,
leverage.
That's also a Patreon thing too. So if you go into patreon.com/marriageandmartinis. The more subscribers we get, the more Danielle will be forced to get a tattoo.
That's true.
And we'll have no choice.
Yeah. And listen, I know we haven't been great about updating on the Patreon and everything, but it really does. It helps in so many ways. It helps our podcast in so many ways.
Well, the Patreon is more about...
We do not pocket that money. It goes back into the podcast.
That's supporting us. We put as much extra content on there as possible.
Well, you're slowing down at work, so we really are going to do more extra content.
Yeah. But it's also just don't do it and say, oh, here's some money because you're going to provide me with something more. Yes, we will try to as much as possible, but it's just the main point
of
the whole thing.
We're begging.
I'm explaining.
No,
we're begging. It's to support us.
Call me mommy.
What?
I don't know. Ooh. Patreon.
All right, guys. On that note, thanks so much.
We love you.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.